Hello and welcome into the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 76. Well, if you're in this part of the world, in the UK and Ireland, you'll be enjoying something of a heatwave at the moment. 28 degrees as I record this show in the first week in September. Anyone who says global warming is not a thing, I think needs to rethink. Now, podcast at sightandsound.co.uk. If you'd like to get in touch with us, we always love to hear from you. And coming up on today's show, I'll be talking to Ryan Jones, Vice President of Software at Freedom Scientific, all about Sharkvember. Stay right where you are. I don't know about you, but if you've been using a screen reader, I guess if you've been using anything for a long time, you have these moments where you think to yourself, wouldn't it be great if there was such and such a feature? Or there's something that the application doesn't do and you have the brainwave and you say, I wish it would do this. And you want to let the development team know. Well, if you use Vispero products, JAWS, ZoomText or Fusion, you'll have the chance to be creative over the next couple of weeks and do just that with Vispero's Sharkvember initiative and the next big thing. This is really exciting stuff and has not been done before. And here to tell us all about it is Vispero's Vice President of Software Product Management. That's Ryan Jones. Ryan, welcome to the show and great to have you.
Hi, Stuart. Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here with you today.
So listen, you're busy. We'll talk about Sharkvember in a sec because it's really exciting what you guys are doing. But you just, we're recording in the first week of September. You've just brought out your public beta of JAWS 2024. I can't believe we're talking to 24 already, Ryan.
It's amazing. The year goes by so quick. And it's funny because we have a lot going on right now. And I was thinking earlier, why did we do all of this at the same time? We're running a huge contest and all the celebration. It's the new versions. But it's the right time to do all this. So yeah, the public beta versions of 2024 versions of JAWS, ZoomText, and Fusion just came out this week. And so they're out there live for anyone to try. And we really encourage people to go try it. You know, a beta version means it's not done, right? We still have work to do on it, but we believe they're in a stable version. They've gone through all of our internal testing and our private beta team. So they're not, you know, they're in a stable place, but we're still working on them. And so we put them out there in this stage because we want to get people's feedback. We want to hear your experiences using them. We have a form you can fill out to give us feedback. If you see a bug, if you see a problem, you let us know and we'll get those things fixed the best we can before the final versions. But I think two big things that, Stuart, you and I were talking about this earlier that are really some new things that we've done in 2024 are around Braille and then a feature where we can identify how your picture is in the camera. So for those who have to be on video calls like Teams or Zoom or others, we have a feature now called Face and View, where it will identify if you're looking at the camera, if you're centered in the view, and it can also help identify other things that are in the picture with you. So what's in your background, for example. So that's something that many of us use. I use it personally all the time because I'm on video calls every day and I want to make sure that I'm centered, I'm looking at the camera, and so on. So I use this one a lot.
I'm really looking forward to this one, Ryan, because I was saying to you just before we started that one of the things I've been very conscious of is not so much, I don't care if people can see me or not. There's nothing much to look at, I can assure you. But I'm more worried about things in my background. I work from home. And I have no concept as a blind person, as a congenitally blind person, what else can the camera see? So I'm really interested to use the picture smart aspect of this face functionality to give me a bit more of an overview as to what's around me.
Yeah, I think that's something that a lot of people worry about, and rightfully so. I mean, many, as I've been talking about this feature with other people over the last few weeks and months, I've gotten many stories about people saying, oh, I thought I was on the view, I was on this big important meeting, and it turns out I had two cameras and the other camera was chosen, and yeah, it was showing something else in my room, and I didn't know it. And so this will help solve that problem. If you turn this on and it says that it can't see, your face isn't in the view, then you'll know it's chosen the wrong camera, for example. So there's just a lot of ways this will help us be more confident about being on video calls and participating in the same way that others are who are able to see.
Okay, so all the details at freedomscientific.com, and as you did say earlier on, it is test software. I mean, sometimes maybe people think about running this on their main machine, the machine they're using every day for work. People maybe should be considering that, should they? Or is that something to think about?
Yeah, I mean, it's something to think about. If your policies at work, IT policies, don't allow for beta software, then don't put it on. Maybe use it at home. You can still have 2023 on there or other versions of JAWS. So if you run a beta version like this, you don't have to remove the other ones. You can still have it. So you could fire it up whenever you want to try some things out and then switch back to your main one if you like. So we try to make it in a way that doesn't restrict you from how you use it. But take it to your own comfort level of running software that's not officially finalized.
Okay. All right. So with all that out of the way, let's hope people do go and try it out. Now, Ryan, you're really encouraging us all over the next couple of weeks to be creative and dream big, I suppose, with ideas for JAWS Zoom Texture Fusion. How did this one happen?
Well, I mean, I think the genesis of all this is our community of users, people who use assistive technology, is so broad and vast and extraordinarily intelligent. And we want to tap into that. I mean, at Vispera, one of the things that's really important to us is many of our own employees, including myself, are users of our assistive technology products. I mean, we have people using JAWS and ZoomText. Most all of our support staff, our testing team, our engineering team, many people using it. So a lot of the feature ideas and things we do come from within. They come from our own ideas. But we really value what we hear from users out there in the community. And so we decided, let's spotlight that. Let's give an opportunity for people who want to share with us what they would love to see. Because who knows best what's needed in the software other than the people using it every day? And so we just wanted to have a time to celebrate that and let people bring your ideas to us. What do you think would make JAWS or ZoomText better, for example? And maybe you've never had an opportunity to voice that. And we want people to get creative. And this is a time to enjoy things, right? We're asking people to submit videos to us where you kind of go out and pitch it like you're coming out to a company to pitch your idea. So it's to be open. And that's really where this came about, is let's just celebrate what people can bring to the table and let people come and bring their ideas and let's celebrate and learn from each other.
Okay, so you could have somebody, right, who's been kind of using the software for a while and has been kind of noticed something that just doesn't exist that they feel will be really good. And you kind of want them to do a short presentation. Is there a short, like, quick to kind of sell you the idea? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the idea, not exactly, but similar idea to pitch us your idea, right? Create a video. We're asking for a 3-minute video where you get on, and it can be one person, it can be a group up to three people and a team if you want. And just think of some fun ways to creatively show us what you want. You know, pitch the idea to us, basically, is what we're looking for. And then we're going to have a group of judges who will go through all the submissions and will narrow it down to three finalists. And then we'll talk about later maybe an event that we're doing in November where we'll have a live event where those three finalists will bring their ideas to a different set of judges. And we'll have a live event where the winner will be chosen at that time. So it doesn't have to be anything complicated. Just get out a phone, use a webcam, whatever you want to do.
Okay.
We're not looking for a big elaborate production. We're just looking for creativity and authenticity.
Okay. And you are offering a prize for the winner for all their hard work. And there is some small print as well in the terms and conditions, because we may have some people who are listening to this podcast outside of Ireland and the UK. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So when we started this, we really wanted this to be open to anyone around the world to submit and to be a part of it. But because we are giving away prizes that restricted us legally from making this available to all countries. So as of right now, this contest is open for anyone in the U.S., the U.K., Ireland, and Australia would be eligible to win. And so the prizes will be, so when we pick the three finalists, all of the three finalists, or if it's one person or two or three people in the group, everyone will get 5 years of software for free. So if you're using JAWS or Zoom Text or Fusion, you'll get 5 years of that for free. And then the grand prize winner, whoever wins the first place at the live event, that person or team will each get a $1,000 Amazon gift card. So wow. We're trying to make it worth your while. Give some real money behind it and also software for the folks who are the finalists.
Okay. And I presume, Ryan, that if somebody doesn't win in the event that you're going to hold during November, that doesn't necessarily mean that that feature mightn't end up in the software later on, right?
Absolutely not. There's part of what we're looking for are great ideas. And unfortunately, there can only be a winner. There can only be one winner. And to your point exactly, that any of those ideas, we may come back and want to actually put in the software. And so part of this is just to help bring things out to us and let people participate with us in this. And then we might even incorporate multiple of these things in as we go forward down the road. So it's not a all or nothing kind of thing for people.
I know you've always been at Vispero. It's always been about kind of community feedback. I think this is the first time you've done something like this. But JAWS historically, and I think Zoom Text as well, has been about kind of listening to users and acting on feedback from users, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's a core piece of what we do, and that's why we try to be out there and present through as many events and places as we can be, realistically, to hear what people are talking about. And again, that's where so many of us are users of the products ourselves. We're all dealing with this personally as well. And that is clearly a great way to help generate ideas for us.
Okay. So the event is live as we speak. People can submit their videos until when, Ryan?
So the submission period is open from now until October the 16th. So you can submit videos. We have a form online that has all the details of the contest, the terms and conditions, and then a form you fill out with your name and email and give us the link to where your video is. So if you go to freedomscientific.com/nextbigthing, that will take you to the page with all the details and the submission form. Get those in by October 16th. And then we will contact the three finalists by October 23rd. And then the live event will be on November 14th. And at the live event, we want everybody to participate. This will be on Zoom. It will be open to everyone, whether you entered the contest or not. Come join us, watch the event, see what the finalists brought to the table. We'll find out the result. The winner that night will be determined. And we're actually working on a way for the audience to help be one of the judges. Wow. So we're going to have audience participation as well.
It sounds like a real event. Sit down, bring the popcorn, and enjoy the live event. See all these potential features in the future.
Yeah, and we'll record it as well and put it back out online. I mean, I know for many of you in the UK, it'll be kind of late. It'll be late in the evening there for the time zone difference. But hey, make a couple extra cup of tea or coffee, get the popcorn, as you said, stay up. Or even if you can't, you can watch a replay of it later. But we'd love to have as many people on live as we can and help actually be part of the voting for this.
Ryan, it's a bit like the Super Bowl. Over in this part of the world, people stay up all night to watch that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to stay up all night to watch the Shark Vember. Yeah, brilliant.
There you go.
So that's the 14th of November. People can enter the competition until the 16th of October.
Exactly, yes. And we'll have other things going on in Shark Vember. We have some special webinars. We'll have some things that aren't even published on the website quite yet as we're working out the details. But Shark Vember / November is going to be a big month for us. The final versions of the 2024 release, the first release of that will be out. So we'll be talking a lot about that. But if people go to freedomscientific.com/sharkvember, SharkVembr. That's where you'll also find the schedule of other activities aside from the next big thing that'll be going on over the next couple of months.
All right, loads of stuff to look forward to in the month of November. It's going to be busy for you and the team over in Florida. Ryan, on that note, we do know how busy you are. Thanks a million for taking the time to chat to us today, and look forward to checking in with you again soon. And best of luck with a great couple of weeks ahead.
Thank you, Stuart, and I look forward to people participating and submitting your ideas.
Thanks a million to Ryan Jones there. Lovely to catch up with Ryan. And wow, my God, that guy is busy. Going to be a very busy few weeks for Vispero. And if you're going to that event on the 14th of November, I'm just thinking popcorn, LucasAid is a great thing to keep you awake, and hot, strong tea will keep you going through the night if you want to watch the excitement of Sharkvember and the next big thing. More information, of course, at freedomscientific.com/Sharkvember. You can find out all about the event and, of course, the next big thing event to send your video ideas for future features. That's just about all we have time for this edition. Until next time, from Stuart Lawler and everybody at Sight and Sound Technology, thanks for listening. Take care and goodbye.